A disproportionate share of the victims of violence in this country are people of color, and this past year has been a particularly bad one for Asian Americans. As the Moles well-read read, I'm now going to read from an opinion piece by freelance journalist Kayla Hui entitled, "The Answer to Anti-Asian Racism is Not More Policing." She argues that an emphasis on policing only promotes more violence and drives a further wedge between communities of color. The essay was originally published in the online journal Prism Reports on March 15th. One day later, a 20-year-old white male shot and killed 8 people in Atlanta. 6 of the 8 were Asian women. Here's an edited version of what Kayla Hui has to say. This past year of the pandemic has seen a horrifying uptick in anti-Asian violence and hate crimes in the U.S., many targeting the elderly. Asian people, especially Chinese folks, have been subjected to verbal and physical violence, much of which has been fueled by Trump's anti-Asian rhetoric. Some are calling on more policing as a means for justice. The problem is that more policing rarely results in justice for anyone and only puts Black, Indigenous, and other communities of color, including Asian people, at risk for more violence. Policing is a system deeply rooted in upholding white supremacy and anti-Blackness. The origins of policing have been linked to slave patrols that date back to the 1700s, who chased down runaway slaves and prevented rebellions from occurring. We see the legacy of this policing today in the mass killing of unarmed and innocent Black people, from Trayvon Martin to Eric Garner. Additionally, more policing only catalyzes racial tensions between Asian and Black communities, a racial divide that has persisted in large part due to the model minority myth. The stereotype ahistorically and dangerously portrays Asian people as quote-unquote successful and able to pull themselves up by the bootstraps even in the face of racism and systemic oppression. It's used as a weapon to pit Asian people against Black communities by implying that anti-Blackness and white supremacist systems, like policing, benefit Asian people. This is a lie. Far from protecting us, policing has also harmed and taken the lives of Asian Americans, such as Angelo Quinto, a 30-year-old Filipino-American man who was knelt on and killed by Antioch police, and Fong Li, a 19-year-old Hmong man who was killed in 2006 by the Minneapolis police. Policing is a harmful and inequitable system of justice, and advocating for it would only call for more violence against BIPOC communities. Instead of more policing, we need Asian solidarity with Black and Brown communities as a catalyst for tackling white supremacy and the systems that continuously uphold and enable racism. Dismantling these divides requires unlearning the scarcity mindset, a belief that tells us that there are not enough resources for everyone's needs. In Audre Lorde's Sister Outsider, Lorde highlights, quote, "the false notion that there is only a limited and particular amount of freedom that must be divided up between us. So instead of joining together to fight for more, we quarrel between ourselves for a larger slice of the one pie," end quote. Scarcity mindset underpins the lie that we should fight solely for Asian liberation at the expense of others, and ignores an existing history of successful collaboration between Asian Americans and Black and Brown communities, For example, Yuri Kochiyama, a Japanese-American civil rights activist, and Grace Lee Boggs, a Chinese-American social activist, advocated alongside the civil rights and social justice movements for Black liberation, which served as inspiration that was used to advance Asian American liberation. So much of Asian American rights that we see today are in large thanks to Black activists and their fight and struggle for freedom. Sadly, much of this history is erased and ignored, while conflicts between Asian American communities and other BIPOC, particularly Black communities, are amplified to the benefit of the white supremacist systems that oppress us all. Instead of looking to more policing as a solution, we must redirect our grief toward positive healing in the form of solidarity. There is a long history of Asian American communities working in collaboration with Black and other communities of color that offers far richer and more beneficial pathways to justice than more police. And as we've seen time and again, we're stronger and safer when we work together for our mutual liberation. I've been reading from an essay by Kayla Hui, originally published in the online journal Prism. After the show, we will post a link to the entire piece on the Old Mole KBOO webpage.